Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. According to preliminary survey data, Maryland experienced a smoothing out of recent hiring as November's preliminary jobs report shows a loss of 3,100 jobs. Total Maryland jobs are 16,000 above last year's level. The over-the-year picture shows the number of people active in the labor force has risen by 22,101. Additionally, the over-the-year numbers show that 25,428 more Marylanders are employed, and there are 3,327 fewer Marylanders who are unemployed. The preliminary October jobs report was revised downward. The 14,000 increase previously reported for the September-October period was paired to a 4,700 jobs gain. In unemployment news, the previously reported October unemployment rate remained unchanged with revision, holding steady at 6.7%. Maryland's preliminary November unemployment rate has dropped by 0.1 percentage point to 6.6%. We are determined and we remain focused on accelerating our job growth and recovering the jobs that we lost during the national economic recession. Our investments in skills development and education are helping to put more Marylanders back to work as we continue to cultivate our best-in-the-nation workforce. Despite a disappointing month, Maryland has made tremendous progress this year. Total job growth is up 16,000 jobs over the year. Maryland's private sector led the way, growing 1.1% in the past 12 months and creating 22,200 jobs. Within the private sector, natural resources, mining, construction, and education, health care, social assistance were two major sectors to post gains over the month with increases of 500 and 3,500 jobs, respectively. Nearly two-thirds of the increase in education, health care, social assistance was centered in the health care, social assistance subsector. Earlier this year, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce ranked Maryland number one for entrepreneurship and innovation, and in the top five for economic performance for the third year in a row. The nonpartisan group, the States Project, ranked Maryland number two for economic opportunity. And most recently, the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation ranked Maryland among the five states best positioned to succeed in the new economy. All three rating agencies reaffirmed Maryland's AAA bond rating, and Education Week ranked Maryland's public schools number one in the nation for the fourth year in a row.